And for the example, PFD searching characters data is 06042025. Dictation is for Miss Roxanne Goodwin. Goodwin spells G-O-D-W-I-N. Roxanne spells R-O-X-A-M-E. Date of birth is 08-23-1961. This is a 63-year-old female here with painful lower extremity and a rash period. Patient says she has a rash for quite a while, but came in today because her legs are painful and swollen, period. She says she experiences pain whenever she walks or exerts herself. Said pain is bilateral and described pain as aching, period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph. Review assistant patient reports no improvement with local OTC medication for a rash. She says she's been using steroid for a while to give temporary relief, but lesion returns, period. Patients indicated she's concerned about the pain that she's experiencing with exertion, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. Question, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 120 over 67, pulse 65, respiration 18, temperature 97.7. Period. Next paragraph, bilateral lower extremities. Patient has a a pigmented macule with papules. That's hot to touch. Macules is migrating cephal head and circumferential, but does not completely surrounds the calf, period. Lesion is tender to palpation. She has calf tenderness, bilateral. She has 1+ pitting edema, bilateral. She has full range of motion of her knee, full range of motion of her ankles. She's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is bilateral lower extremity pain. Assessment number two is bilateral lower extremity rash. Assessment number three is claudication. Number four, bilateral lower extremity edema. Assessment number five is lower extremity plaque, intra-arterial, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done of patient's lower extremity. No DVT demonstrated. However, there plaque, intra-arterial plaque, of various sizes in her bilateral lower extremity, period. Next paragraph, patient referred to a vein specialist. Next paragraph, she was sent home with the following medication. Please include a cellulitis or bilateral lower extremities as part of her diagnosis. Patient was sent home with Bactrim, 800/160 milligrams. She will take one POBID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams, one POBID for 30 days, number 60. She was strongly encouraged not to take the medication if during the daytime it caused her to be drowsy, especially at work or if she has to drive, period. She says she understands and will comply. Next medication, clobetasol, 0.05% cream, apply BID for 30 days, number 60 grams. Next medication, bacitracin, 500 units/grams. She will mix the clobetasol and bacitracin together and apply to her lower extremities twice daily for 30 days. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic, of course, to go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.